The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, and Presidential Release number 339. I want to begin this presidential release by saying a word about presidential releases and chapter meetings. One of the things that chapter meetings have to do is to be of interest to the people who come. And I know this. I've been in a lot of chapter meetings over the years. I started in the National Federation of the Blind in 1969, and I have been to, I'm sure, thousands of chapter meetings since that time. So some people come to the chapters because the chapters are part of the Federation and they love the Federation, and it doesn't matter to them very much what happens in the chapter meetings, although they think some of them are more interesting than others. Some people come because they find the chapter meetings stimulating, and the more people who find them stimulating, the more people are likely to come, so they have to be interesting. In other words, you can move things around in a chapter meeting. You can shake it up a little bit. You can have some things that you ought to be able to count on in the chapter meeting. One of them should be a presidential release, and then you should have some things in a chapter meeting that are unusual, that stimulate people's imagination and make them wonder what might happen next. So the chapter meeting ought to have some things that are natural-born regulars and some that are unusual. And one of the things that we do in the presidential release is to try to provide information that needs to be given, but also to give something that is different and unusual. I realize that some people think that the presidential releases might not have made this as a priority, but that was the idea behind them. As an example, we're going to be putting on these presidential releases some of the things that might be done in chapter meetings as suggestions from time to time. Last time we had a notion about going around and telling people why you are a member of the Federation. This time, try this one. Put on your chef's hats and get ready to share your cooking tips. Take a moment to go around the room and share an alternative cooking technique. Are you a master at the grill? Does your bacon come out just perfect every time? Briefly share your culinary tricks with others. This is an idea that might make the chapter meeting different from others, and besides which, you might learn a little something about how to cook. I have certain things that I do. For example, if I need a cup of boiling water, I take a cup of water and put it in a pot and then boil it. I don't ever try to measure a cup of boiling water because I find that difficult. But if you measure it when it's cold and then boil it, then you'll have a cup of boiling water. It seems to me that's the better way to go about it. On Thursday, March 2nd, 2006, there was, born to Kristen Jokums and Mark Strax, both of whom are members of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania, Richard George Jokum Strax, who weighed 7 pounds and 6 ounces and measured 19 inches. Now, Rosalyn is already a member of the family. She's the other child of the Jokum Strax family. It is delightful to announce the birth of Richard. Congratulations to Richard and to Rosalyn and to Mark and to Kristen. David Wilson Jacobs II was adopted on Monday, March 20th, 2006, by the Jacobses, that's William Jacobs and Bernadette Jacobs here of Baltimore. He was adopted in China. He is 5 years old. He weighs 22 pounds. And as a matter of fact, I observed that he was in the building yesterday, so he's already made it all the way back to the United States. Ty Tomasi and Nick Schmidtroth were married on March 25th in Salt Lake City. Congratulations to Ty and to Nick. Some of you will know that Nick has been diagnosed recently with a serious form of cancer, which he is fighting, and Ty is helping him fight that. So keep Nick and Ty in your prayers, and in the meantime, congratulate Nick and Ty on their marriage. We're coming up to the national convention time, and between now and the end of May, there is still an opportunity to get your Kernel Book submissions in. If you get your Kernel Book submissions here to the National Center before May 31 of 2006, you will be in the contest. Those who get their submissions in, Kernel Book stories in, have an opportunity to win a $1,000 prize. And keep in mind that your odds are very good. Usually we get something between 100 and maybe 125 submissions. And if you submit more than one story, then your name goes in more than once. So each time you submit one Kernel Book story, your name goes into the pot for a drawing of $1,000. We will draw it at the National Convention. If you keep in mind that you sometimes buy lottery tickets, your odds of winning at the National Convention are vastly better than they are with the lottery. So get your Kernel Book stories in as soon as you can. Dwight Sayer is a member of the National Federation of the Blind. He is one of our officers in Florida. He is also a former member of the Air Force. As a matter of fact, he's the first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Florida. He and Joe Ruffalo is a member of the board of directors of the National Federation of the Blind and also president of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey. They are in charge of the ceremony to honor veterans of the United States. Those who are veterans who are members of the National Federation of the Blind are encouraged to be on the stage on the 4th of July, which is the opening session of our convention, for a ceremony to honor veterans. Please let Dwight Sayer know that you are going to be there so that we can make appropriate plans. The telephone number for Dwight Sayer is 407-877-1970, and his email address is blindguysrus1@aol.com, which is blindguysrus1@aol.com. Let him know if you're going to be at the convention. We are going to honor the veterans as we have been doing for years now. There is a plan to put a computer teachers and trainers division together at the National Convention. Jim Portillo says that he is hoping to get this done, and he would like to have a meeting at the convention. He'd like to hear from you so that we can plan for the computer teachers and trainers division. His email address is jp100@earthlink.net. His telephone number is 206-789-0141. On April 7th, we will have the celebration. This is an event we have each year at the National Center for the Blind. The celebration brings people from the community together to learn about the work of the National Federation of the Blind. We put a lot of effort into the Federation's celebration, and we also use the celebration to talk about the most recent things we're doing. If we have a moment on this presidential release, we'll put a little sound of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind reader on this release, because that is one of the things we're going to have at the celebration. And it is a thing to tell people about the work of the National Federation of the Blind and of our Jernigan Institute. All of you are welcome to come if you want to come. It will be a time when we'll have a number of public officials here and a lot of business leaders throughout the Baltimore area. We also use this, as I say, as a fundraising event, and we put the proceeds of the celebration into our Imagination Fund, which supports both our national treasury and our state treasuries. So come celebrate, dance to a 21-piece dance band, and have a great time talking about the work of the National Federation of the Blind. The National Convention is coming up, and we need to get our reservations in. We'll be at the Hilton Anatole Hotel in Dallas, Texas. This time, it is a splendid 5-star hotel. It is a top-notch property. The telephone number for it, you got to get your room reservations from the hotel. That's the only way to do it. Call the hotel itself at 214-761-7500. The first full day of convention activities is July 1, that's Saturday, and the last full day of convention activities is July 7, that's Friday, and will be on the customary schedule, although some people tell me it's not as customary as it used to be. In any case, be sure to get your reservations at the hotel. Keep in mind that you can pre-register for the convention so that there are fewer lines to stand in once you get to the convention. Pre-registration can be done either by mail, by sending in a registration form and the money that goes with the registration form. Pre-registration will save you some money. Registration this year is $20 and the banquet is $40. At the convention, pre-registration is $15, and pre-registration banquet ticket prices are $35, so you can save some money if you send your money in right away. You can either do it by mail or you can do it online, and I want you to know that I tried it online, and I found that I could pre-register. I got on my computer. I realize that I'm not as computer savvy as some people in the Federation, but I got on there, and I went to our website, and I found our pre-registration form, and I did my pre-registration, and I looked later at my credit card bill, and it had my pre-registration listed as part of the costs of my credit card charges. So it does work. We've had here ambassador training, March 10, 11, and 12. The ambassador training has to do with the planning to send out the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Readers to people throughout the country. The Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader will be available at the National Convention. It is a delightful little machine, and we had members from our states, from almost every state here, to get the readers in hand and to take them out so that these ambassadors can show all of the people in the states what the reader looks like and how it works. If you want to know about the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, you can call here to talk with Rosie Carranza, who has been doing a lot of the work in showing the reader, or Joanne Wilson, who is the person responsible for the reader rollout training part of our work, or you can talk with Jim Gashel, who's responsible for seeing that the reader actually does all the reading it's supposed to do. We've had, since the last presidential release, the Executive Committee of the World Blind Union here, and we had representatives from about 30 countries in our building. It was an interesting time. We had folks who were trying to learn about what we do in the United States and trying to share what they do in other places. So it was a delightful time and good to have all those folks here. We will have the president of the World Blind Union at our convention this summer. I went between times to State College, Pennsylvania, which is the place where Carrie Cipollo is our chapter president, and where he goes to college. He is a graduate student in chemistry. And I met with a number of members of the Happy Valley chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. It was a delightful meeting. We talked about the work of the National Federation of the Blind, and we talked about the reading machine, and we had a splendid dinner together. In addition to all of that, we went into the laboratory where Carrie Cipollo does his work as a chemistry student. He's a graduate student, and he's doing research on chemistry and how blind people can learn chemistry. And he's got a whole bunch of tools to teach blind people the work that has to be done in a chem lab. But one of the things that we did while we were there is we mixed up some ice cream, and we froze this ice cream using chemistry. In other words, we poured liquid nitrogen into the ice cream and stirred it around, and after a while, the liquid nitrogen froze the ice cream, and no doubt even we got a picture of me eating some of the ice cream that was frozen with the liquid nitrogen. On the 1st of April, this is last weekend, the New Jerseyans came to the National Center for the Blind. There were about 50 of them. Joe Ruffalo worked this out and brought a lot of people who had not previously been to the National Center for the Blind here. It was good to have the members of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey here at the National Center. And if other chapters want to come to visit the National Center for the Blind to find out what we're doing and to learn about the work of the Federation, please do. Now, I've mentioned the reading machine a couple of times on this release, and I want to give you a brief little demonstration. I've used the reading machine myself. I've carried it to my house, and at one time I was digging around in my freezer wondering what I would have for dinner, and I got out a package thinking that possibly I would eat it. I didn't know what it was. And I took the reading machine and snapped a picture of it and found out it was roast turkey breast, which is a delightful thing to have, so I ate that. But I was pleased to know ahead of time what it was I was getting at. A different time, I was looking in my freezer, and I got a thing out, and I wondered if I should fry it up, and I discovered that it was cold packs that can be used for dental work, and somehow or another, they wouldn't have been so good. So it's nice to know what you get out of your freezer. One of the things that I find frustrating is that I find print around all the time. I don't often know what it is. And with this little reading machine, I can often get a very good idea. I have a piece of print that I found on my desk a moment ago. I probably knew what it was once, but I'd forgotten about it. And I have the reading machine here. I've taken a picture of it, but I'm going to take another one now. I'm going to turn the reading machine on, and this is how it goes. I've pressed the F1 key.
The system is on.
Pressed the F2
key. Camera's off. I am ready.
And you see, then it says that the system is on and it's ready and the camera's off. And we'll turn on the camera. There it went. When you hear that little chiming sound, then it tells you that it's ready. Now, you can get a field of view report with this easily, but I usually skip that. I hope that I aim it right without going through the field of view report part. Sometimes I do the field of view report if I don't get a very good picture. But anyway, we'll see what we do.
Camera flash mode. Always shooting mode.
Now we're in the shooting
mode. Taking picture.
And we'll see what happens. And that little, it makes a little shutter noise, and that indicates that the picture's been taken. This piece of paper that I found on my desk was folded into fourths.
Pre-processing
and it
picture.
Isn't completely flat. Nonetheless, this machine...
Camera 7 degrees counterclockwise relative to the page. EZCON/EO.EL is a HH Gretchen electronic torpedo level with a convenient audio SC-NALANG easy-to-read LCD screen. It eliminates the OS-WOANG DPSVE errors common with conventional bubble levels. ERLCEO.EVIL Pro also NC bar equals POEDU bar magnets for secure, hands-free use.
Now
battery
you see.
Compartment. Canceling. Please wait.
I've canceled
page reader
the
canceled. I am ready.
Reading of this because I now know what this device or this piece of paper is. It is directions for a level. I am thinking about using a level and maybe getting some levels that we can use here. A lot of people don't use levels anymore. This is a thing that is used primarily for construction, but I thought it would be helpful for me to have a level, and I've been searching for one that a blind person can use. This one has a tone that sounds when the level is straight and flat, and so I've gotten it in to try it, and these are the directions that tell me how to use it. And if we had read further, it would also tell you what the warranty is on it. I don't think we'll go to the trouble of reading all that. A lot of times when you find a piece of print someplace, you want to know what it is, but you don't want to read every word of it. So in this case, I found out what this is. I now know what I'm going to do with it, which is to say to put it away where I can get at it if I need it, but mostly I'm not going to need it, so I'm going to skip that part. The reading machine is about to be available. There is a reading machine in every state. We're using a testing program to find out if there are problems with it. There are some minor ones, but they are really quite minor. The reading machine will be available for distribution by the time of the national convention and maybe a little bit before that. So it is a device that works. I urge you to get your ambassador in your state to show it to you if you'd like to see it. I'm now going to shut this machine off. First, you shut off the camera. There we go.
Camera's off.
And now we'll save the document. We save these documents so that we can observe what the test program has shown that the reader can read. I've used this to read all sorts of things that I didn't think I could read. And one of these times, I'm going to try it on things like the front ends of my radio and stereo and things like that. I haven't tried that yet, but I'm going to. So we'll save the document.
New document saved. April 3rd, 2005, file 1.txt, saving pictures.
Yes.
Voice note saved.
What the machine does is save it with the date. So now
press
we'll
F4
shut this
to
off.
Confirm shutdown or F3 to... Goodbye.
And that's the reading machine. Now here's an announcement about our coin bill from Jim Gashel.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. As ever, as all of you know, we're working to pass the Louis Braille Commemorative Coin Act in the U.S. Senate. That bill did pass the House in February, and now we're working to pass it in the Senate. We need 67 senators as co-sponsors of the bill in the Senate to pass that bill, and once we have that number, it will pass, and we have 39. So that leaves us just a little ways to go here, 28 senators to go, and we'll pass this bill. And we need to get at it real fast because of the election season. This is a fairly short congressional year, so we need to work on this. We have several states that do not have any senator yet on this bill, and I'm going to list these states because if we could pick these up, we could probably finish this out in a hurry. They are Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Nevada, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington State, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming, and Vermont. This is the list that you don't want to be on. So all the other states have at least one senator as a co-sponsor of this bill. The people in the above-listed states should get to work on it. Let's get our additional 28 senators, and let's get the Louis Braille Commemorative Coin Act passed as quickly as we can in the present session of Congress.
The response to the question about what shall we do with the presidential release said we should have jokes. So some of the times we will, and it depends on what I find that tickles my funny bone. There was a little boy in church with his father, and as the collection plate came by, the little guy said, "Don't pay for me, Dad, I'm under 5. Then there was another guy who was in church at a wedding, and later the teacher asked him how many women the groom could marry, to which he said 16, 4 better, 4 worse, 4 richer, 4 poorer.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.